Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life in Daily Inspiration. Inspiration today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 9. This one, it says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You remember earlier in John, it's spoken of how he was the light that was sent. First it was the word, then the light, and how the light drives away the darkness. And here, literally, as we'll see, that he gives eyesight or gives light to this blind person. Verse 6 says, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. So the man himself put all doubts away by saying that he is the one that was blind, that was sitting there begging. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. Isn't that amazing how they just couldn't leave him alone? Why didn't they go find Jesus and find out, you know, what, how things were done, or how did Jesus do it? Instead, they just asking this man that was blind. Now they bring him before the Pharisees. It says, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore, said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. So it seems like there were two very valid questions asked. Well, I should say, maybe not really valid. The first one, not very valid, but the second one. So the first one, the Pharisees, they said he's not of God because he doesn't keep the Sabbath day. But then the others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And that was a question that they needed to answer. They said unto the blind man, again, what sayest thou of him, that he had opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. I just see the parallel here of how when people are born again and change their lives, how there are so many people that will be there trying to discourage you by saying, you know, by pointing out all of your past or your mistakes you have made before, or the sins that you have done before you were born again. It seems like these people, they just will not believe that he was blind. And so, verse 19, it says, and they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that it is that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. So as we can see, the parents here, they weren't very willing to say very much because they were afraid of the Jews, but they did say, well, yeah, he's our son, and yes, he was born blind. But how he got healed or how he can see now, we don't know. They say, he's old enough, why don't you ask him? And then 22 says, these words speak his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. So that was the reason they were afraid, because they didn't want to get put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And they are only saying that Jesus is a sinner because they say he shouldn't have done it on the Sabbath. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. So the same way now for people that are born again and seeing with spiritual eyes, well, that's one witness you can give, is that, well, before I couldn't see, I was blind, now I can see. And this man was his testimony that that he was blind, but now he can see. No one can deny that. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? And they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. And I don't believe that they were really believing that. I think they knew. These Pharisees, they studied the scriptures, so they would seem to me like they would know. They're just denying that they know. They're refusing to accept that he is the Son of God, and they're refusing to accept that he is the Savior. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. So this man really had quite a strong testimony here that if a person is a worshipper of God and does the will of God, God will hear him. And he said that since the world began, no one has been able to open the eyes of a person that was blind. And then he said again, it said if this man wasn't from God, then he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. So So as we can see here, the conclusion is that that Jesus came and comforted this man that had been cast out. And we can take comfort in that also, that when the world and the people around us that want to that reject Jesus and then they reject his disciples and his and the believers, and we can always count on it that Jesus will be there to comfort us, and that he will speak words that comfort and strengthen, like he did to this blind man. And what a testimony that that it says that that the blind man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. And then Jesus, and then the Pharisees asked if they're blind also, and it's amazing, isn't it, how even though not literally they weren't blind, but Jesus said, "It's because you say that you see that your sin remains." So I think there are many other scriptures that say we should watch and pray, and that we should be vigilant, be sober, and because we can easily, fall or stumble. Satan is always looking to see who he can discourage or who he can cause to shipwreck. So we are to be watchful and remain in the protection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. So I hope that was an encouraging message for you this morning or today. And we'll talk again another day. God bless you.